This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. COVID vaccinations are having a positive impact on recovering economic activity. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell had said that beating the pandemic was the best economic stimulus that there was. Those that rejected mitigation practices such as social distancing and mask wearing, which later turned into vaccine rejection for many of those in that category, cost the U.S. economy an enormous sum. There's no evidence that failure to conform to health protocols asked of people, thus living in a way that helped the virus advance in the pandemic, were anything other than an inconvenience to the people that practiced them. Yet it was too much to ask for many. I have not heard any logic or reasoning behind the rejection of vaccines that has arisen above the level of the dog ate my homework type excuse. What I hear from those rejecting getting vaccinations typically goes like this. I know someone who knows someone in the medical field who knows the real story over vaccine risk. Yet they cannot tell you what the real story being alluded to is. They base their risk analysis on innuendo and rumors rejected the consensus of the medical community. So far, they look foolish to me. Fighting the pandemic was the right thing to do. Very poor judgment by too many people cost the country dearly in treasure and lives, making the pandemic much worse than it needed to be in every facet. That is how the history is written. I got to see the difference in how the public responded to COVID protocols on my recent trip. Hawaii has tough protocols. They require a negative COVID test within 72 hours of boarding your last flight coming in to avoid quarantine. You get a QR code on your phone that is checked upon entry for the negative test. You cannot check into a resort or rent a car without showing the code. Everyone wears masks at airports, on the plane, at the resorts, or any public place in Hawaii, basically everywhere all the time. It was the first time that we had eaten in a restaurant since the beginning of the pandemic. Restaurants there operated at limited capacity with separation between tables, use a QR code for menus, do temperature checks, and you sign in to provide them information for contact tracing. No one seemed put out by this, as it is just the way it is. They are planning to reduce restrictions soon. We would have not gone without first having been vaccinated. The progress with vaccinations is showing up in economic activity. They told us in Hawaii that things changed there as tourists started showing up again about a month ago. My niece, who lives in Minneapolis, almost under the arrival flight path for Delta Airlines into the airport, says that the number of planes picked up significantly about a month ago. We were not the only ones waiting to get vaccinated before traveling again. After living in a COVID-responsive social environment for about 3 weeks, we came home. We stopped at Woody's in Estherville, Iowa, on our way by to pick up a pizza. Woody's World Pizza is the best. The place was packed. No one but me was wearing a mask. No one checked my temperature or had me fill out a card for contact tracing. I stood there and took in the stark contrast between how they follow COVID protocols from where we had been to what it is like here. Different worlds. The success of the vaccination program is the only way the country can get back to what is the new normal. The acceptance of vaccines are saving the country from its worst instincts. If you plan on traveling anywhere in the coming months, you need to get your arrangements made. They are operating off of reduced capacity, and they will try to bring it back online to meet demand as needed, but existing capacity is likely to get slugged as demand returns. The recovery of economic activity is going to cause a resurgence of demand from production supply chains that have been shrunken by the pandemic. The initial recovery in demand is going to eliminate inventories and cause supply chains to again expand to step up. I see price strength coming in just about everything. There's plenty of cash sloshing around out there, and business is going to have to increase wages in order to compete with unemployment compensation to lure back workers. That is why they call it wage and price inflation. Despite the unemployment, the next door will be labor shortages. I think that an inflation cycle is beginning and gold is a buy. Businesses need to build an inventory of inputs to be able to manage and avoid shortages. That can be a livestock producer covering feed needs or an automaker owning a supply of computer chips. Demand will exceed supply. Biden's fiscal policies, to the degree enacted, will boost economic growth. I did not think that his proposed tax increases will be fully enacted or that the scaled-down version will eliminate the growth. I think that regular people and businesses are about to make a lot of money, which is the first requirement before taxes become a problem. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing services, contact us at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.